It's the AmeriChicks with Molly Boats and Kim Monson. The most important story.
They are like this newfound, off-hinged part of the left. Even Chuck Schumer's pushing back on.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
The buck is stopping with Trump. The different administrations prior to him have been kicking the can down the road on a number of issues.
And opinions and ideas that prepare you to tackle the day ahead.
The heart of this is the U.S. Constitution a progressive document, or is it something that should be looked at as an original document?
It's the AmeriChicks. Molly and Kim.
Because face it, ideas matter.
Because ideas matter.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Happy Colorado Gives Day. It's the holiday season, and this is the time. This is the time that we enjoy our blessings. We feel thankful. We look around, and we're thankful for what God has given us, and we say, all right, it's time. I want to give to somebody else. And so on the AmeriChicks show, we have brought together today a good show for you, where we have invited several of our local nonprofits to give you kind of their spiel. We want you to know just the top ones that we really, really like and we like to support, and let you check them out. That way you'll get a little detail on them, and you can go to their website today and see if you'd like to give. So we are going to go through Colorado Realtors. We're going to go through Golden Retriever Rescue. We're going to go through Douglas County Community Foundation and also Denver Street School. And then, of course, I wanted to also shout out and let you know, Kim and I, this is Molly, by the way, Kim's out today in studio. We have Karen Levine with us. And Kim and I have an event that we are going to start in January. It's going to be the entire 12 months, one event a month, called Vinos and Veritas. It is going to be a Federalist Papers book club. And we have Dr. Tom Kranewitter. You know him from Leadership Program of the Rockies, Claremont Institute, all of the big places as well. He teaches on the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. And he is joining us. And so we are going to have one class a month at Water's Edge Winery going through the Federalist Papers. We feel it's so important to know, where were our founding fathers coming from when they developed the Constitution? What were they going through? What were they thinking about? And it's also a great lesson on civility and debate, because they wrote these papers to convince other people with their words, with their ideas, not with the crazy yelling and screaming of today. So check that out on speakeasyideas.com. Karen Levine, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Molly.
So glad. You are a realtor with RE/MAX, and you always join us and give us great updates on the market. And we have your link to your website on all of our emails and our website as well. Anybody, if you're looking for a realtor, you know the market's hot. You know it's hard to find something good. You need somebody who's been here for a while. How many years have you been in the industry, Karen?
I've been at RE/MAX Alliance 30 years.
30 years. She started when she was 2 years old.
You got that right.
And she knows what's going on. So in the second segment, we'll get into kind of the housing market and what's going on and give a little bit of an update there. But before we do that, let's talk about some current events. You know, George H.W. Bush passed on Friday, and a great, great guy. And I really like to see, finally, there's something that the entire country seems to be coming together about. It's rare, and it's a great time, given that it's the holiday, that you see, you know, people together talking about how wonderful he was. He served in World War II. He was shot down over the Pacific and survived. But just a great man, a great leader, a hard worker. And, you know, the letter that he left for Bill Clinton when he lost to him in 1992, when he exited the White House and said, "You're coming in now. I support you. You're the president." It was classy. Did you happen to see that?
Yeah, it was excellent. And I got to see both Clinton and Bush on stage together after they had both, you know, moved on to private life. Mm-hmm. And they were very good friends.
Yeah. Civility. It's, mm-hmm. you know, you compete with each other to get the job. Absolutely, you have to do that. But you don't have to tear somebody down or their, you know, their reputation or anything. And then just being civil to them and a peaceful transition of power. That's one of the very unique things about America, I think, is we, you know, we debate hard, but then once somebody wins, you gracefully hand over the keys.
And I don't know, show some respect for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like Bush said, you know, this is our country and I want America to win. If I want America to win, I want you to win. So really good stuff. So something classy, and then I want to point out something not classy that just happened in regard to this. So President Trump, I noticed he sent Air Force One to get the casket. to Texas. And he actually had seats taken out of Air Force One so that it could fit George H.W. Bush's casket in there, which is really great. Brought it to D.C., and it's there for everybody to see it, money to Wednesday, so people come in and honor him in the rotunda there at the U.S. Capitol. And then I think on Wednesday, then it goes to the Washington National Cathedral. But it's very classy. Pence made some very nice comments, and that's really good. Now, here's for the not-so-classy part. I'm going to have Steve play a little piece from you from The View. Let's see what happened.
And if I ever become a one-issue voter, it will be about pollution and the greenhouse effect and
the
fact that...
Can we focus on the president, please? I don't want to talk about Trump we're honoring a great president
who's passed. Excuse me a second, please. I want to talk about
honoring, but I'm not interested in your one-issue voter.
I don't care what you're interested in. I'm talking.
Well, I don't care
you
what you're interested
it.
In
we'll
either,
be right back.
Boy.
I don't know if I key that up right, but so let me do that. So at the beginning on The View, they were all sitting there saying nice things about President Bush, 41. They were all saying very kind things. Look, what's going on? Isn't this great? And then out of nowhere, as Joy does, she starts then tearing into Trump. She turns it from this kind memory of the former president to tearing down Trump. And Megan's like, listen, can we just for once, keep it a civil conversation about what's going on? And then Joy gets mad and they get fighting. And Whoopi is the one who is civil and says, let's go to break. What do you think?
Well, I think they've lost sight of what the importance of their show is.
There you go.
And, you know.
I could just imagine the director. I mean, when you watch the clip on YouTube, the camera cuts away to Whoopi real quick, and she says, we'll be right back. So I imagine the director is screaming at her to say, take us to break. And then the floor director, you know, once they go to commercial, coming up and pointing fingers and say, can you guys settle down? Can you behave?
Yeah. It's fun. It's like they're children. I mean, okay, what I thought was good about the idea of women at a table having conversations about current events and politics and culture and things like that, I'm like, this is good. You know, women want this. We need this. We want to see other women talk intelligently about things that they don't agree with. Okay, you know,
right,
that's what
so
we
you
do.
Can flesh it out.
That's what we do at
right.
Topics and Topics, and so, but it's like they're just at each other's throats, and you're like, that's not fun for me. I don't know.
Well, and I think that's the underlying feeling in our world today, which is the lack of respect
right.
and the lack of honor and the behavior that we saw from President Bush to Clinton.
Yeah.
Let's get that back into day to day living and restore that respect for each other.
Right.
And maybe if we stop watching those shows,
yeah.
there won't be any audience, and so those shows won't have any value anymore.
Yeah. Well, you're right, and I don't watch those shows, and I actually did get rid of cable, but because of the show, I actually do have to get onto, like, you know, the social media and everything and see, like, what are people talking about? So
exactly.
That's what we've got to get on.
You got to know.
But you're totally right. And make room in your heart and your mind for something positive,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Healthy. Good.
You know, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
Play yourself some nice Christmas songs like Baby It's Cold Outside, things like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was yesterday, Karen, we were talking, Steve and I, about, you know, when George Bush, you know, he served in the 40s, obviously, in World War II, and that's the greatest generation. And the song Baby It's Cold Outside was written in 1944. And so that was the time, that was the genre. And it's like a flirty, fun, you know, song. And these guys were gentlemen. You know, I mean, the greatest generation, but they don't make them like that anymore. And so to go after and attack a song from that genre really just gets me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We've gotten a little under the microscope for the wrong things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we pay attention to things that matter?
Exactly.
Ah, that's the point. Maybe it's, do they want all the distraction, all the chaos, all the craziness in our minds so we don't focus on what really matters?
Right. What's important.
But today we're here to talk about, on the Americhick Show, things that matter. We are going to talk about some local nonprofits that we would like you to be aware of so that when you're doing your giving this giving season, you might think about, where can I give? You know, obviously our government takes a lot of our tax money without approval. And they say they're going to use it for good causes, but the majority of that money is used a lot of times for admin costs, different things like that. So the money doesn't actually go 100% to who you want to help. And Karen, if you and I say we want to help somebody on the street, somebody with their, you know, with their car, with their house, what have you, we can walk up, look at them in the eye and hand them money. And if you hand somebody money, you feel good. You look them in the eye, you know if it's going to go to them and that they appreciate it. And the other thing is, you know that 100% of that money goes to help that person.
Right.
Right. And so that's why we like nonprofits and certain groups here in Colorado that actually give the majority of the money to the cause.
To the cause.
Yeah. So we are going to come back and talk about several of those different ones. Before that, though, one more headline I wanted to make sure that you knew, since we're kind of – one more thing that's just going on in Colorado I wanted to give a shout-out. So you've heard about the Denver City Council has voted for these safe houses for people to go in and shoot up heroin, and they're going to give them the needles, and I think they're going to have some drug on the background to make sure they don't overdose and things like this. Okay, so I've been wondering, where is this coming from? Why are – you know, there's a difference between saying we want to – make it so that these drugs aren't illegal, so that people aren't going to jail for, you know, their entire lives for getting caught with drugs when they're 17 years old or something like that. I get that. But I don't get us trying to push drugs, make it legal, and not only make it legal, but make it okay, give you a safe place, and actually encouraging by saying, come on in, we'll have a comfy chair, we're going to give you the needle. What, you know, and I don't know, once you do that kind of drug, do you just pass out right there on the floor? Are they going to shove you out into the street? But wondering, where did it come from? And people were like, well, don't worry, it's privately funded. It's not your money. Okay, obviously I feel better that it's not my money, but I still wonder, where's the money coming from? All right, I just saw this article in Colorado Peak Politics yesterday. New York City Mayor, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, is supporting legalization of opioid and heroin. He has donated $50 million to states to fight the epidemic of the opioids through new approaches allowing injection centers. He's giving money to fund these injection centers. Michael Bloomberg. Why does Michael Bloomberg want to kill our kids and our adults and the people that are hurting in this country?
Well, I don't know why, but I did think that part of the reason for these centers is to get a handle on the opioid epidemic, so that we can get it off our streets and get them off the drug. And I'm not sure how you best handle that, but it is interesting what his motivation would be.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, exactly, is when you're like, man, it sounds like a good idea, kind of like Y and Z, Amendment Y and Z. And then you go, well, who's backing it? And where's the money coming from? And you're like, ooh, those people usually back things that aren't helping people, that are hurting people. So now I'm going to dig a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do. Let's dig deeper on this Michael Bloomberg money funding these injection sites, because there it's one thing to make sure that the people that are on the streets are, I don't know. I don't even know what to say, because it's not like we're making it healthier for them. But I feel like we might be inviting more people to come to Colorado now to start to try to even do this drug. I mean, if you're living in another state and you're like, oh, well, I'm going to try heroin, and then why not? I mean, they're saying it must be healthy. If Denver's saying it's okay and Colorado's looking the other day and people are funding it and they'll give me a needle and I could just shoot myself up, I'm going to Colorado and I'm going to check out this heroin. That sounds pretty good.
Just
what do you think?
What we need.
Right.
Well, you asked the question why, and again, we've been sitting around for the last 10 years or more baffled about the immigration aspects of it and why the left keeps thwarting all efforts to get immigration under control. And I don't want to bleed the two hot topics together, but in the question of why, Kim brings this up quite often, is to keep building that permanent underclass that's dependent.
Yeah.
So, you know, is Bloomberg sitting back and thinking, well, you know, let's do our part here, because it looks so compassionate. And even if it's not, you know, someone who's using those particular drugs, it has that aura of compassion all around it. And, oh, those people must be so kind and so generous. And, you know, they'll get my vote.
Yeah.
There's your permanent underclass dependent mindset.
Right. And I think that I want to help people get off the drug.
Right.
I don't want to help them find it easier. I want to help them get off of the drug. You know, broken people are hurting and they're looking for a solution. That's why people do drugs like that, is because they're trying to end a pain that is on the inside. And I feel like what we should be doing is trying to help them to cure that pain another way, not by masking it. That's, you know, when our veterans come home and with PTSD, rather than shoving a bunch of drugs down their throat,
let's get to
the heart of the matter. Find out what's going on and let's heal what's inside that makes you want that drug. Making it legal is one thing. Encouraging it and offering needles and offering a place to do it, I think we're going to a dangerous spot. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We need to go to break. It's Colorado Gives Day, and we want to make sure that you know some of our favorite charities here that are local so that you can give local. Karen Levine's in studio with us. She's with REMAX. And check out her link on the AmeriChicks Facebook page and website as well. Before we go to break, quick shout-out to Hooters. It is football season, and the Avalanche are playing. It is time to tackle football and all the sports. And, you know, sometimes you don't feel like cooking, and if you don't, order Hooters wings. They are absolutely amazing. We love them. They've got the smoked wings. They've got the boneless wings, the regular original, whatever they are. You know the Hooters wings that you love. Check them out. They've got specials starting $10 for a draft and 10 boneless wings, $15 for a Big Daddy and sliders or bone-in wings. And, you know, you've got the pitcher and nachos for $20. So there you go. What are you waiting for? Get to Hooters or order them in and tell them that the AmeriChicks sent you. That's HootersColorado.com, HootersColorado.com. Stick with the AmeriChicks. It's Molly and Karen Levine. We'll be right back.
All AmeriChicks sponsors are an exclusive partnership with the AmeriChicks and are not affiliated or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you'd like to support the work of the AmeriChicks and grow your business, contact them at AmeriChicks.com.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine recently celebrated 30 years with RE/MAX Alliance. Karen Levine believes in home ownership. As a Colorado representative to the National Board of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. The AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, know Karen Levine personally and cannot recommend her highly enough. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. 303-877-7516.
Dan Predovich and his team at Predovich & Company help your business plan ahead financially. The AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, recommend Predovich & Company as your financial business consultants. Predovich & Company will take care of your tax preparation, bookkeeping, and business advisory services. Dan Predovich and his team want to learn about the unique needs of your business through real, honest dialogue. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call 303-791-3000 to start preparing now for next year's tax season. Organize your business finances with Predovich & Company.
Charlie Brown.
It's Charlie Brown. Hey, I love Charlie Brown, especially at Christmas time. And I love all those music and all the music that goes along with it and the shows. And it's really good stuff. Welcome back to the AmeriChicks Show. Molly Vogt and Karen Levine is sitting in for Kim today. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Molly.
Thanks for being here.
That's great.
We appreciate you. It is Colorado's Gives Day, and so we're highlighting some local groups that we really, really appreciate. On the line, we have Chris Fuller. He is the acting executive director and the superintendent with Denver Street School. We've had Denver Street School on many times over the past several years. We love what they're doing to help our at-risk youth, and we've had many of the kids on as well that graduated through the system and have just told us life-changing stories. So we wanted to bring Chris on to introduce what they're doing and give you information so that you can donate. So welcome to the AmeriChicks Show, Chris.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Beautiful day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, we want to talk about Denver Street School. Do you mind just giving a really quick, brief kind of history? Give us a snapshot.
Sure. 34 years ago, a man named Tom Tillipop was in Denver and just saw a need for school for kids that were falling through the cracks, you know, at risk. And he asked some people to help. He put a couple chairs in a house and started a school. 34 years later, we've got three campuses, one out in Aurora, one over here in Lakewood, and then one that is just 3 years old for girls being rescued from trafficking, and just amazing things are happening.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, Tom really has done a great job there.
Absolutely.
Tell us, how much money are you guys looking to raise right now?
So we're looking to close out our year end with about $300,000, and that would just kind of give us that momentum, that push heading into next year.
Okay. And what is the money needed for? Where does it go? Because, you know, we always, when I look at regular schools, and we're always trying to raise some money and say, where's the money go? And the money, it never seems to get to the classroom. And I know that so many teachers spend out of their own pocket, and we know they can't afford
that.
So tell us, where's the money go at Denver Street
School?
So
the biggest portion of it goes right into our teachers' salaries, right into providing so that our staff can go into the classrooms, they can teach, they can, you know, mentor. Really, that's the biggest part of the program is mentoring these young people. And giving them the that one-on-one that they need, because most of them don't understand how to make good decisions.
Right.
So that money goes right into the staff, goes right into the teachers, right into the classroom, so that they can, you know, love on these students.
Yeah. Well, give us a story. Tell us something about maybe one of your kids there, what they've been through.
Sure. Well, one of the ones that I'm most proud of, but. We have a young lady now who started with us as a freshman, just, you know, behind eight ball to start, right? I mean, you know, family making some poor choices. She's working hard trying to make right choices and comes into our program. And for years, we've had an opportunity to just love on her. One of our teachers at the West Campus is probably best considered her grandma. And then she ended up having a beautiful, beautiful little baby this year. And for most girls, you know, in their junior, senior year, that would be the end of the high school experience for them. But we are able to provide childcare for anybody looking to come to our school. And she has been a rock star. Had her child, did work while she was out of the building. And now that the baby's old enough to be at school, she is just finishing school strong. She'll graduate in December, and we are so proud of her, so excited for her.
Nice. We love what they're doing, too. And I do love, what is the, Denver Street School is the school. What is the name of the group that is helping the gals that have been sexually trafficked?
So that is Hope Academy is that campus for us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And so if they give to DenverStreetSchool.org, does that go to both groups, or are they different?
It does. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. We are one organization.
Okay. Well, I love it.
No, go ahead.
Well, I visited Hope Academy, and so I've had the opportunity to be there and to look around, and what's going on in Colorado as far as sexual trafficking, it's absolutely mind-blowing that this is happening in Colorado. I don't think people understand how serious of an issue it is. So I encourage people to go to DenverStreetSchool.org and check out the organizations, because you guys are really doing God's work here. And let's talk about, you shared a success story with me, another testimony from a current student that said that a teacher of hers paid their rent, the rent of her family,
yep,
when her mom lost her job. Tell us a little bit about that one, Chris.
Yeah, so she's one of our students who's actually been to both of our campuses, and she's over at one of the East Campus. Mom loves her. Mom is working her tail off. You know, this precious works her tail off in school. And like so many families here in Colorado, rent just keeps going up. It just keeps getting more expensive to live and to function in the city. And it came down to, you know, a month's rent was the kind of the decision point for her, staying in school or not staying in school. And it was actually the principal at the East Campus said, no, school is too important. And out of her own pocket. I mean, none of us even knew that she had done it, paid that month's rent so that they could stay in their house and that Precious could stay in school. And then, you know, a few months later, Precious tells us all that had happened. And it just, you know, just shows the heart of our staff. You know, they are totally committed to these students and, you know, even at their own expense, making sure that they remove hurdles that can get in the way of their education.
Yeah.
And, of course, Precious came in, you know, kind of like all of our students do, not really sure what they want to do, who they want to be, how they want to, you know, how they want to act. And she went from failing at her previous school to student class president of her senior year here with us. Looking to graduate this December.
That's awesome. That is precious. You know, with Denver Street School, I love what you're doing. I know there are a lot of kids out there that home life can be really, really hard. And, you know, maybe it's your parents, maybe it's the community, maybe it's the school, maybe it's, you know, whatever, you know, around you that causes kids to drop out of school for one reason or another before they graduate. And one, if that happens and if they don't get a second chance, chances are they're not going to go very far in life. And then we know what happens with that. And so I love that Denver Street School, you guys are helping give these kids a second chance. You help them to get through high school, and you've got many going on to vocational schools. You've got trade programs. You've got, I think 22 plus right now, you've got enrolled in local colleges. I mean, you really are changing the world because you're going after the kids, Chris. Everybody check out denverstreetschool.org. That is denverstreetschool.org. And there's a Colorado Gives section there on the front page. Consider them, please, this year for your donations. It's Christmas times. It's the holidays. It's time to give back. If you are blessed and you can afford to, please think about Denver Street School. Thank you, Chris, for joining us, and God bless you for all that you guys are doing for our community and our kids.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you all.
Awesome. Thanks. Have a good day. All right. Well, it's Colorado Gives Day, and we are talking about ways to give. And, you know, one way you can always be sure that you have some money to give is if you're doing some responsible financial planning. Let's bring Jason McBride on with Presidential Wealth Management. He is our guy. He is doing a great job. We've got a website with him, chickspresidential.com, and he's talking to people about how to really save some money. Hey, welcome, Jason.
Hey, good morning, Molly.
Good morning. And Karen Levine's in studio with me, too. We've been talking about Roth IRAs, and that was one idea that you had for people to kind of manage their taxes. Do you want to continue on? This is kind of an interesting idea out there. I'm not sure a lot of people are familiar with.
Well, I do, and I think people are familiar, but there's an awful lot of misinformation about Roth IRAs, and one of the big ones I hear a lot, Molly, is people don't want to do a Roth conversion because they're afraid it'll take them too long to catch up after they do the conversion. And I think that's completely wrong. And here's why. Let's say you have an IRA with $100,000 in it. You convert it. You have to pay $25,000 in taxes to do so. So now you only have $75,000 in there, and you're saying, geez, it'll take me 5, 6, 7 years to get back to the $100,000, so I don't want to convert. But the problem is there is no catch-up. I mean, that doesn't exist because the $25,000 that you're thinking, well, I'm going to have to give to the government, well, that wasn't yours to start with. Uncle Sam already owned that $25,000. He was just waiting until maybe 20 or 30 years down the road to collect it, so it would be worth a lot more. So all you really did was you gave him his money now instead of later, and now all the money that's in there is all yours plus all the earnings that come in the future.
Right, and then you've got all that compounding growth going on in the future that now the government doesn't get their greedy little hands on, because 25% of $100,000 is a lot less than 25% of $300,000, and why wouldn't you want to give a little bit less and keep more for yourself?
Well, absolutely, and I think the bigger problem, too, is, you know, in the future, it might be a heck of a lot more than 25%. And again, I'm going to come back to, do you want to make the decision or do you want the government to make the decision? If you do it now, you can figure what the taxes are going to be, whether it's $25,000 or $20,000 or $27,000. You control it. You decide whether you want to pay it. If you leave it in the regular IRA, down the road, you're going to pay taxes or at whatever the rates are later in life. And the government will be deciding that for you.
Right. We don't want them deciding that for us because we're smarter than they are. And so surround yourself with a great financial advisor. Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management, thanks for all these tips. We work hard for our money, and we want to make sure that we can keep it and grow it. Our nest eggs are important for us and our families. And we're a very charitable country, and because it's Colorado Gives Day, you're giving us ideas on how we can make more money for ourselves and we can afford to give more to others. So it's great. Thanks for your help today, Jason McBride.
You betcha.
Have a good day. All right. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we are going to continue talking about local groups that you might be able to consider giving money to this holiday season. If you're blessed, you might want to bless others as well. We're the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. Kim's out today. Karen Levine, Remax Realtor, is in studio with us. She's going to give us some updates on the housing market and also Golden Rescue. I love dogs, and I love anybody that wants to help a dog. So stick with us. We'll be right back on KLZ.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For over 30 years, entrepreneur, stylist, and AmeriChick Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And now, Kim is helping guys, too, with well-priced, made-to-measure shirts, pants, and jackets that fit a busy guy's lifestyle. Guys or gals, if you want to up your game and freshen your look, email Kim at AmeriChicks.com for your initial style consult. Kim at AmeriChicks.com.
Tis the season, the holiday season, to be grateful for what you have. We are blessed, and if you are blessed, why not help somebody else out? It's Colorado Gives Day, where the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. In studio with me is Karen Levine, Remax Realtor, award-winning realtor, 30 years in the market. She's going to give us some tips in the next segment. Thanks for being here, Karen.
Thanks for having me, Molly.
We love it. And we love the charities that you are supporting, and we're going to talk about those too. Before we get to that, I wanted to give a little bit of piece of information on something really interesting and local. Douglas County Community Foundation, there is a group here in Colorado that has, you know, while we say, let's don't take government funds locally. We don't want government funds locally because if we take that money, strings are tied to it. And then the federal government can tell us what to do, and they're not local. They don't know us like we know us. So what do we do? What's the free market solution? Well, the free market solution is for us to raise money for our own community, for our own nonprofits. That way, 100% of the money goes to the nonprofit and stays in our community. Now, on the line with us, we have Smith Young and Evie Zur. They are two dedicated citizens. They've been working with Douglas County and the Douglas County Community Foundation as volunteer ambassadors, funding charitable work here, saying, let's give private donations instead of government money. Hey, the free market works, and they are proving it. Welcome to the show this morning, guys.
Thank you, Molly, for having us.
Thanks. All right, Evie, let's start with you. Give us just real quick, where do you want people to go, and what are some of the, you know, how many nonprofits are there in Douglas County that people could even go to give to?
Okay. What you do, first of all, is you go to coloradogives.org, and you select your county. And since we're in Douglas County, we'll bring Douglas County. And then there is a drop-down menu that allows you to select nonprofits and to select the different categories that you're interested in. Now, I was interested in, there's a total of 72 nonprofits in Douglas County to choose from.
Wow.
That's quite a lot.
That's a lot.
And we are really stressing to give where you live, which means 60% of our donations, because Douglas County is pretty generous, but we're considered as statewide as being too rich in this county. So a lot of our donations don't stay in the county. They go outside to Denver nonprofits and elsewhere. They're good things, but we want to emphasize giving where you live. And so 72 are the number that you have to choose from. The ones that I chose from, there was one called, there's a crisis center, of course. Give where you live. These are people in Douglas County who are having struggles in plain sight. Struggles in plain sight. Is one, and another one is human trafficking. We have that issue in Douglas County.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested in keeping the money local.
Yep. I love it too. And one of the things that you and Smith have really pointed out is when with the AFH Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing, AFFH. Kim and I talked about this several times on the radio, but it's this program where the government actually comes into the communities and they want to kind of re-engineer communities and say who should live there, and you know, you have to have, everybody has to be covered, and they make sure that it's done that way. So if only a certain group or a certain income level are moving in there, then they kind of re-engineer and force other people into the community. And we want freedom over our own communities. People want the choice to live where they want to live and the neighborhoods they want to live in. And the way to do that is to keep the money pure so that the money going in is yours only. Smith Young, tell us just a quick, whatever you want to tell us, a little bit about the background and what you want to make sure that people understand about the Douglas County Community Foundation and giving directly to the community that you live in.
Sure. Well, first of all, it was a great introduction. What Evie and I started with this, and a group of other citizens in 2015, when that HUD rule was first started, Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing, there's nothing fair about it, and it really does take over communities. So, Douglas County, the commissioners voted to decline the HUD funds, which had been going to some of the nonprofits. And so what we're doing now and what we've been working on since is really to try to make up for that. So now we want to pay back to the community essentially the federal funds that we were responsible for taking away. And we've been working with the Douglas County Community Foundation, and another website is really douglascountygives.net, and that's specifically for Douglas County. But we were working with between the county and we're like volunteer ambassadors for the county working with the community foundation. And the long-run plan is to find more and more incentives, for example, for employers to participate with some of these organizations locally so that we can replace funds. And ultimately, we like to go to other communities around the state or the country for that matter, you know, and essentially say there's a better way than taking the federal money with all of its strings attached if you do it locally. And we want to be able to point to something successful here in Douglas County and say this is a model that you can follow to essentially drop or decline the federal funds.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love that. So check out douglascountygives.net, also Douglas County Community Foundation. And as Evie said, coloradogives.org. If you go there, select your county, and then pick a nonprofit from that and give directly, that money goes directly to that nonprofit. You're keeping the money local. And like you said, you know, Evie and Smith, I'm with you on this. And when we go talk to our city councils and we talk to our community leaders, we say, please do not take government funds. And a lot of times the pushback is one of two things. Either if we don't take it, somebody else is going to, which, right, is kind of like, okay, are you going to jump off a cliff just because somebody else does? We don't have to take that money because strings are attached to it. The other problem is they say, well, where is the money going to come from then to help our community if we don't take it from the federal government? And we say the free market will provide. Now, you guys, Smith Young and Evie Zur, you are putting your money where your mouth is, and you are going out there and you're doing this, and you're asking people to give of their own to their own, and that way we don't have to take government funds. So I praise you for it. Thank you for it. Let's do that this time. Let's keep pushing this, and I'll push it out on the AmeriChicks Facebook page as well. Check out douglascountygives.net or go to coloradogives.org, select your county, and give to the nonprofit. Let's see how this works out, and hopefully this will be a repeatable model that we can ask other communities to do as well, and that way we can get big government's hands out of our community. What do you think?
Thank you, Molly.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, Smith and Evie. I appreciate you all. Have a good day.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
It's Colorado Gives Day, and there are a lot of good things here locally going on. Karen Levine, RE/MAX Realtor. Tell me about yours. You have a very special group that you help, the Golden Rescue. Tell us about this one. I love dogs. I love Goldens.
Well, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies is involved in rescuing Golden Retrievers who are being surrendered from their current homes, who are being rescued out on the streets. And we have a particular tie to the country of Turkey. And we are bringing dogs over from Turkey, who Golden Retrievers, who have been overproduced and are living on the streets and in the forests of that country. There's something like 50,000 dogs. Jeez. That have no homes there. But Coloradoans love golden retrievers, and so we're bringing these beautiful dogs here. And, of course, there's an expense tied to that. So by giving to Golden Retriever Rescue today on Colorado Gives Day, you can help those dogs come here and get great homes. We also look at help aging out puppy mill dogs, dogs that have been used for breeding, and now their owners no longer have use for them. Mm. And we're putting them in forever homes. And my husband and I just adopted Buddy, and Buddy was a gentleman who fathered many litters of puppies. And he is a puppy himself. He's 2 years old, and he acts like he's about 16 weeks old. And he just somewhat destroyed our couch yesterday because he lived in a kennel and he wasn't exposed to life.
Yeah.
But we're going to love on him and he's going to be fine.
Oh, I think dogs are angels. I really do. I think they're special gifts from God, and they love us no matter what, and it is our job to love them back. And you know what? It is very sad that there are people that use and abuse pups, but it is great that there are groups, free market groups like this, out there doing something to help. What kind of money are you looking to raise for the Golden Rescue?
Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, also known as GRR, put out a call that they would like to raise during Colorado Gives Day, and you could, you know, give before today, but their goal was $100,000. They have reached the $70,000 mark prior to today.
Nice.
Through matching funds and the community, and so we just ask you to go to Colorado Gives Day, search for Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, and if you can give a little this season, that would be great. To those beautiful golden retriever pups.
Awesome. And even if you can't afford to give money, maybe think about adopting.
Oh, that as well.
Or volunteering. Yeah.
We have a great team of walkers known as the VIPs, and they come out and they love on those dogs and take them for walks. And that opportunity is available, and you can go to the Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies website, known as goldenrescue.com. And, you can see what opportunities volunteering are also available.
Awesome. I think I might have a new volunteering
opportunity
for myself because I love Golden Retrievers. All dogs, really.
All dogs.
So check them out. Check out Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, or GRR, G-R-R-R, and give some money. It's Colorado Gives Day. Why not? Go. You'll make yourself feel good. And you know, these dogs, they really are angels. I love them, too. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more. Let's talk about the housing market.
Certainly.
And then you have a Colorado Realtor Association that we want to give a shout-out to as well.
Definitely.
And so stick with us. We're going to go to break. We're the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, and in studio, sitting in for Kim, Karen Levine, award-winning RE/MAX Realtor. We'll be right back.
Work with mortgage professionals who will give you quick, accurate financial advice. Home Mortgage Alliance has the knowledge and expertise to explore the many financing options available to you. The mortgage process can be stressful, and as interest rates rise, it's more important than ever to get pre-qualified now so you're ready to buy. Call Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook with Home Mortgage Alliance to make sure you are making the right financing choice for you and your family. 303-888-2732. Kim and Mark will remain available to you 24/7 to help you through the process. Choose the only mortgage professionals recommended by the AmeriChicks. Call Kim and Mark with Home Mortgage Alliance today. 303-888-2732.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated 3 times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
I really can't
but
stay.
Baby,
oh, one of the classics. I love it, baby. It's cold outside. Yeah, we're going to keep playing that all season long. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. All right, this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. In studio with us is Karen Levine. She's a RE/MAX realtor, and she also does a lot of really great work with the Colorado Retriever Rescue of the Rockies. Before we get back to that, though, I want to give a quick shout-out to Act2Blueprint.org because today we're talking Colorado Gives Day, but normally Kim and I are talking about current events, politics, and opinion in the marketplace. And one thing that we found is we've got to come up with solutions. It's okay to complain a little bit about what the government's doing and how dysfunctional they've become, but you also have to have a solution. And Act2Blueprint.org has five ideas for change. They're a part of the Article 5 Convention of States movements right here in Colorado. Our founding fathers gave us an emergency lever in the Constitution that if our government ever got too big, we could rein them back in, but it's going to take the state to do that. And they've got five ideas for change. I'll just give you one of them. They're saying that we should enforce the rule of law on all federal employees. Yes, in America, our government is not a king. There are no kings. Everybody should be held equally under the law. So check out Act2Blueprint.org. They've got an idea to rein in big government. Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter the party, rein in big government. All right, Colorado Gives Day. Before we went to break, Karen Levine, you mentioned Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, and I just wanted to make sure that people understood many of the dogs are coming from Istanbul, Turkey. Explain to us why Turkey.
So in Turkey, the culture, as it is, the wealthy had chosen the breed of golden retrievers kind of as their dog of choice.
Okay.
And so the wealthy had a golden retriever. Maybe they had two. And somebody's saw opportunity to come into that country and have puppy mills that were breeding golden retrievers in mass.
Mm-hmm.
And they overbred. They overpopulated the marketplace, and the wealthy did not see the uniqueness, the individuality of that breed any longer because they were overpopulated. And their culture is such that if they were done with a dog, they just release it out into the street or out into the forest. And there is a woman in Istanbul that started to rescue those dogs, partnered with a rescue in Atlanta and then in L.A., and then Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies heard about it, and because of the facilities we have here in Colorado and the demand for golden retrievers, we were a good fit.
Yeah.
So we generally bring in goldens 3 to 4 times a year. They're flown here, Istanbul to Frankfurt direct to DIA, and it's an amazing effort. And finding them homes is not a problem here in Colorado. We have more applicants than we do dogs.
I figured you've got the perfect place here. Everybody loves golden retrievers in Colorado. And everybody loves dogs in Colorado.
Colorado.
And any restaurants, it's funny, I have a friend that always went to a particular restaurant by his place, and then he stopped because he got a dog and went in there one day, and the guy's like, where have you been? The owner's like, where are you? He said, you don't allow dogs. I'm not coming to your restaurant anymore. And he's like, okay, we just changed it. And now they put up a sign and they're allowing dogs.
Dog friendly.
Yeah. So it's pretty funny because that's the way it is in Colorado. We love to hike with our dogs. We love that. Now, what about what airline do you use to get those dogs here?
Lufthansa, and they have pressurized cargo cabins. And so generally, in the beginning, we had to take out or buy a pallet. We had to buy a pallet in the cargo area, and that would be 18 dogs.
Okay.
And then we've had some interesting challenges along the way, and Lufthansa rebooked one of our trips and had 10 dogs come in on one flight and then the remainder on the second flight. And we learned we could split the pallet, which then made affordability better. And we can manage bringing in 10 to 12 dogs at a time better than bringing in 18 at a time.
Okay.
So they've worked with us, which is great.
Okay, good. So everybody check out Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, or GRRR, G-R-R-R. Please give money or donate time or go adopt a dog. They're doing great things, and we love those pups. They're angels, and they love us. Karen Levine, you're a realtor with RE/MAX. The market's hot, or it's been hot for a while, but we're getting near the end of the year. What do you think we should be looking at right now? What's new?
What's new? Well, we've seen interest rates move up a little bit from lows of just under 4, and now we are hovering right around 5%. So that has put A little bit of a slowdown in the marketplace. Affordability was already difficult in our Colorado and Metro Denver market. And with interest rates rising, that makes affordability more challenging.
Yep.
So you see that free market pressure happening, and we've absorbed a lot of our demand. We've gotten buyers into houses. So right now, inventory is still low. I mean, if you look at record numbers, we still have less inventory than we need to be a balanced market. Lawrence Yoon, who is the economist for the National Association of Realtors, believes that about a 7-month supply is a balanced market. We are nowhere near that. Houses are still being absorbed in less than 30 days. But being the fourth quarter, demand slows down. We do still have less houses on the market. But if you're a buyer and thinking about buying, you're going to have less competition over the Christmas holidays. You're not going to be one of 10 offers. You potentially may be the only offer, and there may be a little bit more negotiation available to you. So I think there's great opportunity. Also, for those sellers who are in a position that they need to make a move, they need to sell their homes, they need to be aggressive in their pricing, but they're still going to be getting a very good value for their properties because we've reached some of our highest values ever. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be in a position that they can get their house sold as long as they price it right.
Okay.
Always a key.
Well, and I wondered, you know, do people actually go out and look for houses in the snow in the winter during the Christmas time with the holidays?
They do.
They do.
They do. I've hiked around in 2 feet of snow at times at showing property.
Well, I remember when I sold my place a little while ago and they were like, well, just bake some cookies, have the nice smell. And so that's nice if it's the holidays.
Yeah.
You've got that smell
going
on, the romance, the fireplace, the whole thing. It's a great way to really stage your home to get it to sell anyway.
Exactly.
So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, you've got to reach out to Karen Levine. It's Karen-Levine.com. And she is the AmeriChicks Remax Realtor. So we love her. You will too. 30 years in the market. She knows what's going on. You've got to have somebody that's been around for a little while because the market is so hot and so tight. What about the Colorado Association of Realtors Foundation? Since it's Colorado's Gives Day, we want to make sure everybody knows all the local organizations that we support.
Exactly. Exactly. And so my two favorites, obviously, I'm a fan of the four-legged version, but more importantly, we need to provide housing for the citizens of our state and the citizens of Metro Denver. So the Colorado Association of Realtors Foundation is the giving arm of the Colorado Association of Realtors. And that giving arm is looking for ways to get people into housing affordably, but also the ability, if people are struggling, you know, making rents like the Denver Street School, that position of shelter. And that organization, the foundation, has been in place under different names over the 30 years I've been involved. And a lot of our funding came from earnest money, which is put towards the purchase of a home. You put towards an earnest money deposit, it goes into a trust account. And brokerages were sweeping the interest off of those accounts and giving that to the foundation. Well, as we have seen over the last decade, interest rates decline. That funding stream no longer exists or is very, very minimal. So now we're looking for our realtor members to be strong supporters of our foundation as well as the public. And so if you want to help people in housing, which is also a very important cause to me, you can go to Colorado Gives Day and search for the Colorado Association of Realtors Foundation.
Great. And as you mentioned, just to reiterate, one of the things the Colorado Association of Realtors Foundation does is political advocacy, and that is good for homeowners, people that want to buy a home, people that are looking to buy a home. You know, it's always good because you've got so many lobbyists and special interest groups that are down at the Capitol that have the ears of your legislators for maybe not the best reasons that are going to affect little guys and gals like us. But the great thing is that you guys actually have political advocacy group at the Colorado Association of Realtors Foundation.
We do. And that's not the foundation itself is the 501c3 for housing needs. But we have our political action committee who is very involved in affecting public policy on a housing and a private property. We want to make sure we secure and protect your private property rights. And I might also give a shout out to One of the things we did accomplish at the state level is the first-time homebuyer savings account, and it is your ability to save money tax-free to be able to apply to your down payment to buy your first home. And we are the first state to have enacted that type of savings plan, and the nation is now looking to us as an example. And we're hoping to take it to the next level.
Awesome. We're going to have to get you back on to tell us more about the first-time homeowner savings account. We love that because we know that the majority of the people, where they have their big nest egg is in their home or in like their 401k savings account. And so you want to make sure that you have the opportunity to invest in something like that.
Exactly.
Karen Levine, RE/MAX Realtor. Check her out. It's karen-levine.com. Also, you can get her information on the AmeriChicks website and Facebook page as well. She's our realtor. You need to know her. Quick shout out also just to one of our sponsors, Chris Cantwell. He's a business broker with Trans World Business Advisors. And if you are looking to get out of the rat race and work for yourself, why not buy a business that's already there? You don't have to think of it. You don't have to do all the starting pains and all that. Just call Chris Cantwell. He's got a list of businesses for sale right now in Colorado, all kinds of industries, all kinds of revenue streams, and he can help you find the right one for you. Of course, on the flip side, if you're looking to sell, this is a good retirement plan. You can do that as well. He's matching up buyers and sellers. So check out ccsellscompanies.com. That is ccsellscompanies.com. Chris Cantwell. It's Colorado Gives Day. We're the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, and it's the holiday season. We all have something to be thankful for. If you can afford to give, why not give locally? And check out what's going on here locally in the community. We've got a lot of links up on our Facebook page. Check them out. Also, just wanted to say it's a great gift if you think of one. The AmeriChicks and Dr. Tom Kranewitter are teaming up together to put together a program to teach everybody the Federalist Papers. It's a 12-month program. It'll be the fourth Monday of every month at Water's Edge Winery, 5 to 8 p.m. If you went through Leadership Program of the Rockies, he did one day on the Federalist Papers. That is not enough time, guys and gals. We want to know, what were our founding fathers thinking? Where were they coming from? Why did they think it was important to create a government at all? Because they were escaping tyranny. So Federalist Papers explains that and will help you stand up for the truth. Last quote is Ben Franklin. Any society that will give up a little liberty to gain a little security will deserve neither and lose both. So keep on fighting for liberty. It's the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. Y'all have a great day. God bless you all. We'll talk to you tomorrow. To this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell